You don't know
her. Okay, thank you for holding, Carrie.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I spoke to the technician. He said that the only issue was 23 1/2 inch depth. That's what the customer has. And he said that they also need, if it's a double oven, said it needs to upgrade the electrical to a 40-amp breaker because the 30-amp is not, it's not strong enough.
Now, if the customer were to have an electrician out to correct the electric,
mm-hmm.
and let's say have because other than the electric,
the depth is the issue.
The
23 1/2 inch depth. He said that he's recommending a KitchenAid, Whirlpool, or GE. He said he couldn't tell.
Yeah, this is a GE though.
Okay, that's
and,
a GE.
And the depth for this unit, the depth is actually less than the, because this isn't like the standard wall oven. This one is different. It's shorter. And then it's less deep than the other unit.
Okay, what is the depth of it?
Sure. Give me 1 second so I can confirm the dimensions for you.
Okay, and you said it's a GE wall.
Yeah, it's a GE. Uh-huh. And this is because what she has now, when he went over, she has an existing hole for a built-in microwave. And then she has a wall oven. I know they can't do the modifications on her house, but she's willing to have a carpenter do the cabinet and then call you guys back for the install. Hold on 1 second. I'll read you the dimensions. Okay. Did you want the cutout specs or did you want the product?
What is 23 1/2 inch depth? I guess that's the space.
Yeah, 23 1/2. So here
and what does the customer have?
The 23 1/2. And then for this unit, it requires a 23 1/2 cutout depth for this unit.
Yes. And what is the that's what I'm asking, what is the measurement of the GE oven?
Well, the product itself, the depth is 26.8 or 26.9 if you round it.
So that's too big. That's too deep.
Well, it's recommending a cutout of 23 1/2 for this unit to fit. It says it here, the cutout depth should be 23 1/2.
Okay. So the GE unit, you said, is 26 mm-hmm. inches depth.
Uh-huh, the unit itself. But then the cutout hole that it's recommending is 23.5.
Oh, I thought you said 23 1/2.
Oh, so 23.5 isn't 23 1/2? I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yes, 23.5 is 23 1/2.
Okay, okay.
But you said
yes.
Something else, didn't it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, because I'm talking about because on Home Depot's website, because appliances are non-returnable and we don't want to have to eat the cost of returns, they lose value, you know, when the customer signs for it and then we have to pick it up. We have to put the cutout dimensions under each unit. So basically, it'll give what the unit itself is measuring and what the cutout, the holes should be for it to fit in there. See? So on our website, it shows the cutout, like what the hole needs to be. And then it shows what the product is also. So here it's showing that the depth on the unit is 26.875, but the hole should be 23 1/2. I don't know why it's saying that, but that's what it says.
Okay. Because he told him what he told, he said he's on the road now, but he said he'll be back in the office in about an hour or two, and then he'll update.
Okay.
He told me
You're
to send
great.
Him this information.
Yes, please. If there's anything you guys could do, I so appreciate it. You've been so helpful to even try to get him on the phone for me and everything. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you. You've been great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too, Nina. Bye-bye.